Ever feel like you're stuck with a timeshare?
You just can't get rid of.
Yeah.
Like that vacation souvenir that's, well, kind of lost its charm.
Totally.
We're diving into whether donating your timeshare is really the magic solution some people say it is.
Right.
And we've got an article from Wesley Financial Group.
Okay.
They're like the timeshare pros to help
Well,
us navigate this whole thing.
yeah. And what's interesting here, what's really interesting is just how many people. Like the sheer volume of people trying to get rid of these things.
Right.
The article talks about the resale market. It's about as appealing as a week old buffet.
Oof. Yeah, not a good look.
No.
So donation, it kind of starts to sound like a tempting escape hatch,
Yeah.
right? But is it actually that simple?
That's the question, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the million-dollar question.
Definitely.
This article, it digs into those potential benefits,
Okay.
especially for someone in your shoes.
Yeah.
Like, think about freedom from those yearly fees, right? No more headache of that sluggish resale market we talked about. And
Right.
maybe even a
We've
little warm,
mentioned
fuzzy
before
feeling,
the
right?
feel good factor. Yeah.
From doing a good deed.
Okay. But beyond those warm fuzzies, because
Okay.
let's be honest, those fade pretty quickly when you're still stuck with those maintenance fees, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So what's the real deal? What happens when you donate a timeshare?
Well, first off,
Yeah.
let's define what we're even talking about.
Okay.
So, a timeshare. In the simplest terms, think of it like
Okay.
fractional ownership
Okay.
in a vacation property.
Right.
You're buying the right to use a specific unit for a set period every year,
Right.
and you split the costs. You share the cost of upkeep with other owners.
Okay.
The problem is, these costs, they're often called maintenance fees. They
Yes.
can really add up,
Yeah.
and sometimes the properties, they just don't live up to the hype.
Yeah, the dreaded maintenance fees, right?
Right.
It makes sense why everyone's looking for a way out.
Yeah.
So if you do decide to donate, right,
Oh, okay.
what's in it for you?
Well, the article really dives into it, talks about the financial side, right?
Okay.
The potential tax deductions.
Okay.
But, and this is a big but, it really emphasizes, like, really emphasizes getting accurate appraisals.
Right.
We're talking like
Yeah.
getting a qualified
Yeah.
professional
Okay.
to determine the fair market value.
Right. So no more relying on that friend of a friend who
Oh,
dabbles in real estate.
definitely not.
Gotcha.
IRS, they're very particular about this. They want to prevent people from,
Yeah. Yeah.
inflating the value of their timeshare
Oh, yeah.
just to,
To game the system.
game the system, right?
Yeah.
Get a bigger deduction.
Right.
And did you know, the IRS actually catches. They catch a surprising number of people trying to do just that.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Okay, so getting a professional appraisal.
Yeah.
That sounds like the way to go. If you're trying to avoid unwanted attention
Yeah.
from the tax man,
Exactly.
okay, so let's say you've crunched the numbers,
Okay.
you got your appraisal all in order, you're
Yeah.
ready to donate.
Okay.
How does this whole process actually work? Do you
Right.
just like drop the paperwork off at the nearest charity
Well,
with a timeshare-shaped bow on top?
thankfully, it's a bit more structured than that.
Okay, good.
The article, it lays out kind of a roadmap,
Okay.
the first stop. Finding a charity
Okay.
that's actually equipped to handle these kinds of donations.
Okay, so they have to like specialize in timeshare.
Yeah,
Right
exactly.
to say.
They even mention a couple organizations
Oh, okay.
like the Giving Center
Okay.
and Helping Hands of America.
Got it.
They regularly work with timeshare donations.
So instead of that timeshare just sitting empty,
Right.
gathering dust bunnies, it could
We love the
actually
acreage.
help out families in need.
Exactly.
That's actually a really nice thought.
It is a nice thought.
Yeah.
But before you break out the bubbly,
Okay.
the article really emphasizes doing your due diligence.
Yeah.
This means like thoroughly researching the charity that you're considering.
Right.
Are they legitimate?
Yeah.
How do they plan to use the timeshare?
Right.
These are the questions you got to ask.
Yeah, that research can really make all the difference.
It really can.
Yeah, it sounds like you really need to be strategic and informed to
Absolutely.
make this whole donation thing actually work,
You
right?
do. You do.
So what does the article say? What does the article say about the timeline and the
Okay.
costs involved?
Sure. Well, on the plus side,
Okay.
it usually moves a lot faster than trying to sell it yourself
Oh, okay.
on that,
That barren wasteland of a resale market.
Yeah, desolate resale market. Yeah.
Right,
The
exactly.
article estimates about a month to transfer ownership.
Okay, that's not bad.
Yeah, not too bad.
What about cost, though?
Right.
Because I imagine even with donations,
You would think, right.
yeah,
There's got to be some hidden fees in there.
lurking about.
Working about, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. You are right. There's always going to be cost to consider.
Okay.
The article warns that you might still be responsible for your regular timeshare expenses.
Really?
Until the donation is finalized.
Like what?
So we're talking taxes, those pesky maintenance fees.
Oh, no.
Any surprise assessments might pop up.
Okay.
They also mention potential closing costs.
Okay.
And resort transfer fees.
Got it.
Which, you know, those vary.
Right.
Depending on the timeshare company.
Yeah.
So.
Definitely some financial factors.
Oh, yeah.
To think about before you know.
Absolutely.
Really dive in head first.
Yeah, you need to get a clear picture of those.
Yes.
Before you dive in.
Absolutely. Okay.
Right.
So we've looked at the costs.
Right.
But let's loop back to those tax benefits for a second.
Yeah.
Because that's often a significant motivator, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
For people considering this.
Absolutely.
So we're talking tax breaks.
Yeah.
Because let's be honest.
Right.
For a lot of us, that's like the cherry on top of
right.
this whole timeshare donation thing, right?
A cherry on top of the sundae.
Exactly. Right. Exactly.
Right.
So the article does say you can potentially get a nice little tax deduction.
Actually, right.
Share.
Right.
But
there's always a but.
There's always a but.
Right. And this is where, like, the fine print comes in.
Mm, yeah.
It really emphasizes that. It's not, you know, a one-size-fits-all
right.
deal.
Okay. So what are the key factors at play?
Sure, sure. So it really hinges on a couple of things. First, like we talked about, you know, earlier.
Yeah.
The actual value of your timeshare.
Right.
Which, again, needs to be determined by a qualified appraisal.
Okay.
And then second, the tax status of the charity that you're donating to.
Oh, okay. So not all charities are created equal.
Right. Exactly.
At the eyes of the IRS when it comes to getting those sweet, sweet tax breaks.
Yes. Some are definitely better than others.
Okay.
When it comes to those tax breaks.
Got it. And that's where.
Right.
That's where that advice about talking to a tax professional.
Oh, absolutely.
Becomes absolutely crucial.
Crucial. Yeah.
Right.
They'll be able to guide you through all that.
Yeah.
Make sure you're, you know, maximizing that deduction potential.
Right.
But also, you know, steering clear of those red flags.
Right. You don't want
any unwanted attention.
Attract the IRS's attention.
Exactly.
I got it.
Okay. So that sounds like solid advice.
For sure.
Solid advice.
So we've mainly been exploring donating your timeshare so far.
Right.
But the article does mention some other options too.
It does. It does.
Like to actually get rid of this thing.
Yeah.
Break free.
Break free from those shackles.
Yeah, exactly. So what are the alternatives?
Okay. So the article mentions a few things.
Yeah.
Starting with, you know, good old-fashioned family and friend transfer.
Correct.
So, you know.
Gifting it, basically.
Gifting it, yeah.
Okay.
Now there. Whether or not your loved ones will be thrilled
right.
with the gift of a timeshare.
Right. I'm picturing that conversation now.
Right.
Might need to break out the good wine for that.
You might need to soften the blow a little bit.
Exactly, yeah.
Right. But hey, it's an option.
Yeah, it's an option.
It's out there.
Okay.
But beyond gifting it
okay.
to, you know, someone you know.
Right.
The article throws out some other, perhaps more appealing options.
Okay. I'm all ears.
All right. So, have you ever considered stepping into the shoes of a timeshare tycoon? Because renting out your timeshare is another possibility. Of course, you know, the success of that depends on a lot of things.
Right.
Like the
right.
location, how competitive that rental market is.
So, it's like being a landlord, but maybe with more piña coladas.
More perks. Right.
Exactly.
Maybe a swim-up bar involved.
Yeah, there we go.
Right. More enticing.
Exactly. Exactly. Okay. And then, of course, there's the classic approach, selling your timeshare
right.
on the secondary market.
The secondary market. Okay.
Now, the article doesn't sugarcoat it.
Right.
You know, this path.
Yeah.
It can be a little difficult.
Right.
Remember that whole barren wasteland description?
Yeah.
It can be tough.
Yeah.
But it's still an option.
Okay.
Especially if you're up for a challenge.
Right.
And, you know, you go in with realistic expectations.
So we've got gifting it, renting it out,
right.
or braving.
Braving it.
That resale market.
Yes, exactly.
That's quite the.
Right, the assortment of options.
Assortment of options.
Yeah.
But how do you know which one's the right move for you?
That's a great question.
Because none of these sound like a walk in the park. No, they don't.
Yeah.
They all come with their own challenges, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Their own hurdles.
So how do you pick?
Well, that's where the article really It stresses.
Okay.
Doing your homework.
Okay, so like really?
It's about, you know, figuring out your priorities.
Got it.
What are your priorities? Are you looking for, you know, the quickest exit,
right,
the biggest financial gain, or are you aiming for something a little more altruistic?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, are you trying to help some folks out?
Exactly. Exactly. So,
so it is like choosing your own adventure.
It is.
But instead of dragons and dungeons,
right,
it's timeshares.
So timeshares.
And maintenance fees.
Yeah.
Although I guess escaping a timeshare does have a certain...
It does have a certain allure to it.
Certain treasure hunting appeal, right?
It does. It does. Wow. And that's where the research is so key.
Yeah.
The article, you know, really emphasizes the importance of looking into each option.
Oh, okay.
Weighing those pros and cons.
Yeah.
For your own... You know, your specific situation.
Your individual circumstances.
Exactly. Exactly.
Right.
And, you know, if you're feeling lost, if you're feeling lost in the weeds,
right,
don't hesitate to, you know, to reach out, to seek out expert advice.
Right.
There are people out there.
Get some help.
Who can help.
Yeah, absolutely.
They can help you navigate this whole thing.
Okay. So, no. No magic solutions here.
No magic solutions.
But definitely in the
path forward.
Right.
You got it.
It sounds like with a little knowledge.
Right.
And a healthy dose of patience.
A healthy dose of patience, for sure.
It's possible to break free from those.
Yes.
Unwanted.
You can do it.
Timeshare chains.
You can break free.
But hold on a second. We are not quite done yet.
Uh-huh.
We'll be right back with a final thought.
Sounds good.
That might just have you rethinking.
Oh, that whole
timeshare donation plan.
No.
I won't go anywhere. All right. So we are back for the grand finale of our timeshare donation.
All right.
Deep dive. We unpacked, you know, the ins and outs of donating.
Really?
Explored those potential tax benefits.
Yeah.
We even took a look at some alternative escape routes for those of you ready to say, see you later to those timeshare obligations.
To those timeshare chains, yeah. It can feel like chains, right?
It really can.
Yeah.
But before we wrap up,
okay,
we've got one last thought to leave you with,
right,
and it might just throw you for a loop.
Okay, I'm ready.
Pick me. So
yeah,
remember how the article pointed out,
mm-hmm,
that timeshares, they often have like a much lower,
yeah,
resale value?
Lower than people expect.
Than people expect, right?
Yeah.
It's
way lower.
It brings up an interesting point.
It does.
About this whole donation strategy.
Okay.
Okay, so what's the catch?
Well, here's the thing.
Yeah.
If you're... like,
right,
really focused on that tax deduction,
yeah,
as like the big reason you donate your timeshare.
Okay.
It's worth thinking about whether, yeah, that deduction, will it actually be bigger than,
yeah,
the money you could make,
yeah,
from like selling it.
Oh.
Even if selling it seems like way more of a hassle.
Right. So you're saying even though like selling a timeshare,
yeah,
might feel like you're...
It can feel impossible sometimes.
Trying to sell sand in the Sahara.
Right.
It could actually be...
It could be.
The better move.
The smarter financial move.
Financially.
Yeah, for sure.
Interesting.
It all comes down to the numbers.
Right. So you really gotta... You gotta do the math.
You gotta do the math.
Yeah.
You know, if after doing your research...
Okay.
Maybe chatting with a tax pro, you find out... Those, like, tax benefits from donating.
Yeah.
They're actually, like, smaller.
Smaller than...
Than what you could get by...
You know, by selling.
Selling, even at a low price.
Right.
It might be time to, you know...
Rethink the game plan.
Rethink things a little bit.
Yeah.
Right.
That's a really good point.
Yeah, it's easy to get so caught up...
Yeah.
...in, like, the excitement of... You know, the tax break.
The tax break, yeah.
And forget to, like, really look at the bigger picture.
Right, it's like choosing the free breadsticks.
Right.
when the pasta you really wanted, yeah, was half price.
That's a great analogy.
You know?
Yeah, you gotta look at the whole menu.
Exactly. don't let those donation daydreams.
The allure of the donation.
Yeah, overshadow,
yeah,
the possibility.
The potential.
Of other paths,
exactly.
Yeah, right.
You got it. So do your research.
Explore
all those options.
Explore those options.
And, hey,
you
might
want to know.
Find. You might just uncover.
Uncover a hidden gem.
A hidden gem.
Right.
There you go.
Well.
Well, that's all we've got.
That is all we've got. for today's deep dive.
There you go.
Into the world of timeshare donations.
Timeshare donations, everybody.
Until next time.
Until next time.
Happy exploring.
Happy trails.